Princess Mirabelle and Prince Precious Paws. Written by Julia Donaldson. Illustrated by Lydia Monks. Read by Sophie Thompson. Prince Precious Paws. Good Splodge. Good dog. For the 20th time that morning, Ellen picked up the boring-looking stick which lay at her feet. Splodge was gazing up at her with what she called his again look. All right, then. Ellen strolled a little way along the lakeside path and then hurled the stick as hard as she could. It landed with a splash in the lake. In a brown and white flash, Splodge was at the water's edge. But there he stopped. Go on, Splodge, get it. Ellen felt like jumping in herself. The lake looked so cool and inviting under the hot blue sky. But Splodge seemed to have forgotten all about the stick. He was staring into the rippled water and barking. What had he seen? Ellen looked down too. The ripples were clearing now, but all she could see was Splodge's reflection and her own. Suddenly, the water at their feet started to churn around, whirling and splashing as if some huge fish were writhing about in it. The next second, another brown and white dog was shaking itself all over Ellen. Splodge barked, and in reply the new dog trotted up and sniffed his bottom. Ellen laughed, then turned to watch as the two dogs chased each other about on the grass. She was startled by a voice from behind her. Didn't you bring a towel? I'm soaking. Ellen spun round, and there, standing up to her knees in water, stood Mirabelle. She had a dog lead in her hand and wore a stripy dress, just like Ellen's, except that it was dripping wet. Mirabelle, what are you doing here? I thought you only came out of mirrors, said Ellen. Though I suppose the lake is a kind of mirror. We've been diving for treasure, replied Mirabelle. Ellen was puzzled at first. Why had Mirabelle said we instead of I? But then the new dog bounded up to Mirabelle, nearly knocking her over. With his paws on her chest, he started to lick her face. I didn't know you had a dog too, said Ellen. Yes, said Mirabelle, in between licks. His name is Prince Precious Paws. Ellen thought this was rather a silly name, but she was too polite to say so. He looks just like my dog Splodge, she said. Does he like fetching sticks too? Certainly not, said Mirabelle, as if she had never heard of such a thing. Why would he want to fetch sticks when he can find rubies and emeralds? Can he really? Of course. How else do you suppose he helped the little tailor to seek his fortune? What are you talking about? What little tailor? I thought you said he was your dog, said Ellen. Before Mirabelle could launch into an explanation, Splodge, keen for more action and less talk, dropped a new stick at Ellen's feet. She was about to pick it up when Prince Precious Paws seized it and growled. You told me he didn't like sticks, said Ellen. She looked accusingly at Mirabelle, and Splodge looked accusingly at Prince Precious Paws. Just then, a woman with a pushchair came up to Mirabelle. You poor thing, did you fall in? She asked. I hope your twin sister didn't push you. Helen's not my twin, said Mirabelle indignantly. I'm a princess, and she's just an ordinary girl. There's a towel in here somewhere, said the woman, rummaging in a bag. William was going to go paddling, but now he's fallen asleep in the pushchair. As she took out the towel, a ball fell from the bag and rolled towards the water. Both dogs went after it, but Ellen called Splodge back. Come, Splodge, sit, she said, and Splodge came back obediently and sat at her feet. Mirabelle's dog, however, seized the ball and started chewing it savagely, as if it were a rat he was trying to kill. Can you make him bring it back, please? Said the woman. That's William's new ball, and he'd be upset if your dog punctured it. I'm surprised you let your child play with such a flimsy toy, said Mirabelle. Personally, I only ever play with a golden ball. Just call him back, will you? Said the woman impatiently. Very well, Mirabelle raised her voice. Come, Prince Precious Paws, come, she cried. But Prince Precious Paws only growled and rested a paw on the ball.